You're listening to 100 Creatives. This is a 2018 100 Day Project Launch Special. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking all things 100 Day Project, including how to choose a suitable topic for your project, how to set yourself up for success, and what I'm doing for my 2018 project. Hello, creatives. Welcome to this little mini episode of 100 Creatives. Sally Harris here with you for another show, and I'm very excited today because today is the 3rd of April. It marks the start of the 100-day project for this year. I can't believe that it was a whole year ago, back last year on April 4th, that I started the 100 Creatives podcast. So this is the one-year anniversary of the show. And I can't believe how much the 100 Creatives community has grown, how supportive it's been, how many amazing creatives that I've met across the last year, all because of this podcast. So thank you so much for joining in that adventure. And so excited today because I can't believe that another whole year has passed and we're ready to start the 100-day project again. So for those of you who have never done the 100-day project, the 100-day project was started by Yale's Michael Bayroot as a way of getting his students to choose an art project and practice it every day for 100 days and document their progress as a way of improving some area of their creative practice. It was brought to Instagram by Elle Luna, and you can search for her, and I'll make sure I put a link to her Instagram account in the show notes. About 5 years ago, this is the fifth year of the project, and that means that when this year, by the end of the project, we will have had 500 days of creativity and art projects and all that sort of thing, which is really, really cool. And essentially, all you need to do to join the project is you need to choose a creative action and do it every day for the next 100 days. And choose a hashtag and share it with the community on Instagram as a way of documenting your progress. And the thing about this project I found through talking to so many different creatives about their work over the past year is that my advice to you when choosing something for your project would be to choose something that you can do daily, complete daily, and actually track your progress in. Because what happens is often I found talking to people, if they choose something that's too big and they can't complete it easily in a day, they then get behind with the project. And it's really easy to get super behind and never recover and never be able to catch up. Also, people sometimes choose something that's too intangible and it's really hard to photograph or it's really hard to measure your progress in that thing over time. And so I really suggest that you choose something small, something that you can complete in under half an hour, definitely, and something that's really tangible that you can see your progress, whether you're doing it in a sketchbook, whether you're taking photos, whatever it is, something that you want to improve in that you can see that progress over time. And it might be something as simple as, you know, I want to get better at drawing hands, so I'm going to draw a hand every day for the next 100 days as a way of improving that. Or I want to improve my photography skills, and so I'm going to take a photo every day and document what particular skill I was working on that day, whatever it is that you can track for 100 days and hopefully see your progress and improvement on. My advice for you when it comes to really setting yourself up for success for this project is to take a moment today to gather together a stack of materials that will really get you started, and that you've got them all there in one place. You've got somewhere that you can come and work on the project every day. If you have to get out your art supplies every day to work on a 5-minute project, and you're taking longer to get out your supplies than what you are working on the project, I think things like that are going to make it more difficult for you to succeed. So have yourself all set up from today. You can always go and get more supplies, but try and get yourself enough to get through the first couple of weeks so you've got up some momentum. Remember that it is going to get hard, particularly sort of between about day 40 and day 70. They're the hard slog days when you can't see the start and you can't see the end, and it's hard to see how far you've come, but you've really got to push through those days. And again, having a daily practice in place where you can't go to bed until you've done X, Y, or Z with your project is really important for keeping up that momentum and really setting yourself up to succeed. Also, don't forget, if you do miss a day for whatever reason, it's okay. Sit down the next day, catch it up, because if you then find you get 2 days behind, 3 days behind, a week behind, it's really hard to catch up from that point, but it's easy to catch up that one day that you've missed for whatever reason. Similarly, I recommend that you anticipate things that are coming up. So for example, I know that we have a wedding coming up. I also know at the moment we have a 3 week old baby, so there's going to be days when these things just don't happen. And so trying to work in a way that can enable me to get a little bit ahead when I'm on a roll and to be able to pick up that slack later on if I need to, or to prepare in advance for things I can take away on those days we're going to be away, I think is super, super important. So have a look at your calendar now, pick up those days that are going to be sticking points for you and plan for them now. My project for this year, it's been really tricky trying to choose something because I loved doing the podcast last year, and I knew this year with our little baby girl, there's no way that I'm going to have time to fully invest as much time as I could last year in the project. So I wanted to choose something that not only could be done in a really small amount of time, but also it's really important to choose something that I was going to be excited about. And that's another piece of advice for this project, is choose something that you are enthusiastic about from day one, because if you're half-hearted going in, trying to keep it going for 100 days is going to be really hard. And so for me, there were two things I was really excited about. One is that I've just started to teach myself abstract painting, and so I really wanted to get better at that for 100 days. But I also know that we live in a really small apartment. I don't want to accumulate 100 pieces of abstract art. And so I've decided to do 100 pieces of art that I then mail out around the world, because I wanted to really engage with the 100 creatives community, give a little bit back to you guys as well. So what I've organized to do is I've got 5x7 canvases, I've got my acrylic paints, I've got my pastels, I've also got brushes, palette knife, a few markers and things like that. So I'm going to be doing 100 pieces of abstract art and sending them out to mailboxes around the world. Keeping that in mind, if you're interested in receiving one of these tiny pieces of abstract art in your mailbox, you can go to 100creatives.com and you can sign up there to receive one. They're going to be $5 each, and that covers postage to anywhere in the world. At the end of the project, with whatever money I've got left that I haven't spent on postage, because obviously some of it's going to be cheaper if it's sent within Australia, where I'm based here, it's going to be a little bit more expensive to send to other places in the world, but any money that's left out of that $5 from your contribution to receive one of the pieces of art is going to get donated to a charity. I need to sit down and decide exactly which charity that I'm going to donate it to, but that's the plan for this project, and hopefully I'm going to really focus in on choosing a charity that supports artists and developing creativity as well. So let me know if you've got any ideas. I'll keep you posted on exactly where I'm going to send any money that's left over from that postage money. But that's the plan at this stage. So if you'd love to receive one of those abstract art pieces in your mailbox, I'd love to send one to you. So you can always head to 100creatives.com and sign up to receive one of those. In addition, I'm hoping to record some of these mini episodes to keep you guys motivated as we go along through the project and to keep myself accountable. So make sure that you are subscribed to 100 Creatives in whatever podcast app you listen to. Also, if you have a minute, don't forget to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, because that will re-remind the Apple community in particular that the podcast exists and will help more people to find the podcast again this year. Further to that, if you are brand new to the show, don't forget to go back and listen to all the previous episodes, particularly numbers 1 to 50 that were recorded during last year's 100-day project. I nearly said 100-year project. Sometimes it feels like that. But that way you can get your daily dose of motivation to keep you going with the project, and you can learn about some other people's fantastic projects as well. All of the show notes for those episodes are still up at 100creatives.com. So if you're interested in anything that was shared last year, you'll be able to find all of the information over on our website. Finally, I'm also going to be trying to feature 100 Creatives on the 100 Creatives Instagram account this year. If you are working on the project, don't forget to tag at 100.creatives, that's 100 in numbers, and creatives obviously in words. And if you tag the show there, I will be searching through every day to find a really cool project to share with all of you on our account there. So if you would like your 100-day project to be featured, don't forget to get over there, go to at 100.creatives, tag us in any work that you post, and your work could be appearing on our account with the community of amazing creatives who are also working on the 100-day project for this year. That's pretty much all I have to say. Good luck to all of you. Keep working. And I'm really looking forward to seeing all of your work shared on Instagram. Thank you, as always, to bensound.com for providing our theme music for today. And thank you all, as always, for listening. I can't wait to see your projects. And until next time, happy creating!